All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that every single day, the Right Side Way, the opening monologue, brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. He's a longtime conservative. He's the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald here in just a few minutes. All right, so President Trump announced during his State of the Union address back in early March that this is the dawn of the new golden age of America, he said, and I'm for that. This morning, we learned that a new trade agreement framework has been established with the European Union. It's going to level the playing field, y'all. It's going to result in over $500 billion in EU new investments in the United States. That's new investments. This follows on the heels of major trade agreements with Japan, Vietnam, Great Britain. But we've also seen things like the border closed to illegal immigrants, the energy sector rising, military recruiting soaring, and more. I mean, it's as if all of this was just waiting in the wings for someone to tell the world that we got our common sense back and it's safe to do business with the U.S. again. Now think about it. All of what I'm describing was done in the first 5 months. 5 months, that's all it took. And during that same speech in March, President Trump said he was working to usher in what he called the common sense revolution. And that's what it is. His policies are good ones. They are. But they're also just built on, like, good common sense. But somehow, I don't think liberals got the message. Somehow, liberals missed the memo. We are in the era of common sense, the common sense revolution, and they're missing it completely. We see them doubling down on stupid at every turn. Just digging in their heels on every failed policy and social contagion that caused them to flounder in the last 4 years. Last week, I reported on a story out of the New York Post, in which it was reported that a Minneapolis hospital network recently held one of those mandatory DEI social justice entitlement seminars for its employees. Keep in mind, I said it was mandatory. The kind that we saw so many of in the past few years. This one, complete with PowerPoint slides, detailed who is and who is not allowed to use the N-word. You heard me. Apparently, there is an acceptable use of the most socially unacceptable word in our language. The N-word. The N-word is vulgar, is demeaning, is derogatory. It's an insult. It's racism. But according to the slides from the mandatory HR seminar, you are allowed to use the N-word if you're black. That's what they said. But not, specifically not allowed to use it if you are white, Asian, or Hispanic. Actually, let me rephrase it the way they did. The slides from the seminar that was mandatory said you can use the N-word if you're black or mixed with black, but not if you're white or a, quote, person of color, but not black. Okay. Last I checked, this would not only be patently ridiculous, but it's such an obvious violation of the First Amendment that it would likely result in litigation, just saying. You can't tell someone they can say something if their skin colors a certain tone. I mean, make that make sense, please. Well, actually, you can't. Then, oh, by the way, there's a new story out of the city of Boston, where an online ad just went up showing that the city is attempting to recruit police officers based on their religious preferences. The flyer says, join the BPD, that's the Boston Police Department, with the ad stating that the Muslim police officers panel will host an event at the Islamic Cultural Center of Boston. Are they holding panels like this and recruiting drives for Christians only? I mean, do they have a community outreach for Buddhists? How about Rastafarians? Do they even care whether atheists want to sign up? I mean, what is one to think of this? Does this pass the common sense test? I mean, isn't this the government providing preferential treatment to one religious group over another in clear violation of the Constitution? Can anyone make that sense? Make that make sense? Well, bottom line, no, you can't. But every once in a while, a story comes along that shows that even in a liberal enclave, you can still find elected leaders with a modicum of common sense. A story hit the news a while back that really caught my attention. It appears that despite all the odds, despite social pressures, and despite being located in the most geographically liberal locale in the known world, despite all of that, one small town mayor may have actually conquered homelessness. How can this be? I thought that homelessness was an unending continuum to be fully blamed on the failed social constructs of capitalistic demagogues. Did the mayor throw money at the problem? Apparently not. Did he conduct socialist activist marches? No, he didn't. Did the mayor, who appears to have found a solution to homelessness in his city, provide free drugs or demand soft on crime and no bail laws? Did he offer a guaranteed government income? Or better yet, did he just blame Trump? Nope. No to all of the above. It appears that what the mayor in Coronado, California did was employ, wait for it, common sense. The city of Coronado is a beautiful place. I was there once on military TDY. I loved it. Just adjacent to San Diego, named as one of the most beautiful beach cities in the nation. It's also home to the U.S. military. It's the place where Navy SEALs earn their trident. The rough size of Coronado would compare to, like, say, Trustful, Alabama, with a population in the 20-something thousands. The politics are mixed. It's been a Republican base for years, but in the 2020 election, Joe Biden actually won with 51% of the vote. Of course, it was 2020, so take that with a grain of salt. Their current state representative right now is a Democrat. The mayor, though, is a Republican named Richard Bailey, and he hit upon a solution to a previously unsolvable crisis in a state, California, that has over 30% of the nation's homeless. In his interview, Mayor Bailey said, here's his quote, he said, "The policies that are in place at the regional and statewide level that are tolerating this type of behavior," meaning the homelessness, "that is personally destructive and also destructive to the surrounding communities, are really just enabling the situation to increase through our entire state and throughout our entire region." Oh. Bailey went on to explain that the city works with the police department and a homeless service provider to give the homeless one option, just one. They'll be offered a chance to get the help they need to deal with whatever it is that put them on the street, or they will leave. You heard me right. They are told that they'll be provided an opportunity to improve their lot in life, but if they refuse the help, then they will be refused the usual accommodations that are destroying streetscapes in countless liberal-run cities, some of which are right nearby. So in Coronado, despite being right down from San Diego, in the same state as San Francisco and Los Angeles, there are no homeless encampments. There are no drug use safety zones. There are no needle exchanges. They offer folks a hand up with mental health counseling, job searches, drug addiction rehab, and if they won't take it, if they won't take the help, they are told to leave. What the mayor just described is a politician actually making his community better through the simple application of good old common sense. The interview I read with the mayor, he wrapped up the interview by saying this. He said, quote, "The fact of the matter is, although there's a myriad of reasons that people end up homeless, they eventually only fall into two camps, those that want help and those that don't want help. And of those that are refusing to get help, they shouldn't be granted additional abilities to break laws like tent encampments on the sidewalk or urinating and defecating in public." Well, how about that? And it works. The San Diego Regional Task Force on Homelessness, it collects the data on subjects from all of its surrounding metro areas, and it reports that Coronado only listed one homeless person, just one, within the city limits. But the mayor says that person actually got the help they needed, and they're no longer on the streets. Just like, wow. Look, this to me is a clear indication it is still possible to buck the trends. It is still possible to have common sense in our politics at every level. I mean, what if all of our elected officials move towards solutions with that same level of common sense? Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines common sense as sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or the facts. Another source defines common sense as good sense and sound judgment in practical matters. Well, more of that, please. Yes, indeed. Look, I understand there are political agendas. There's ideological persuasions on both sides of the aisle. There's going to be differences of opinion on how to handle certain circumstances. But in the end, I mean, it's the results that matter, right? The mayor of Coronado, he may not be right on everything, but on that thing that everyone else in his state is getting wrong, he's actually getting it right. Politicians at every level would do well to heed the fact that what he is doing is not rocket science. It does not take an Ivy League doctorate in public administration. It's just common sense. And what we're seeing across the board is that common sense should be allowed to dictate more in our politics than it's often allowed to do. I mean, just good old common sense, which unfortunately is all too uncommon. So yes, I'm for the policies that we are seeing right now in the Trump administration. I'm for the idea of bringing on the golden age of America. I love the idea of peace through strength, America first, and all those things that they entail. But if you get right down to it, everything that Trump is doing is really just good old common sense. And I'm glad to see common sense actually becoming more common again. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.